But to be fair, it didn't help that I was talking to the linesman, didn't look at me once to sort of acknowledge anything I was asking him during the game. Things were happening, you know, there was too many. The red card, it was just way too harsh, in my opinion. You know, it was Parksy's probably his first tackle. Whether he's gone in high or not, he hasn't touched the man. We've got it on video. He hasn't touched the man at all. Yeah, his leg's a little bit high. Okay, give him a yellow card. Let's crack on with the game. So the decision was very harsh. And the goal, the second goal, you know, if the linesman can't see him pushing him in the back, if he's supposed to be in line with the deepest defender, he should be in line seeing everything that's going on. The referee should be in a good position to see it, and it wasn't. And it's, you know, it's two goals that's or two positions that sort of cost us, you know.
How difficult has this week been? Because Danny Webb seemed to be a man that the players respected. His resignation wasn't hard enough, and we hear the news that the players haven't been paid.
It's been very tough, you know. Obviously, I get on very well with Danny. I've known him a long time, and I think he knows as well that I've given him everything that I've had to give for him. He knows that 100%. And you know, when I got offered to come in for the last seven games, it was a real, real tough decision for me. But it's one that I couldn't turn down, because I can't leave the club with the situation that it's in, from my own personal point of view. And I feel that I can possibly make a change. So in that respect, that was tough. It was tough, Webby leaving and Brens, because we've been together, been through so much. And I said to the players, they'll never forget this. They'll never forget this season. It's, you know, and they'll take this with them wherever they go. So whatever hard times they go through, they can reflect on this and say, it isn't as hard as what I've been through. So it's going to be good for them. And then, you know, with the other side of it, of the players not being, you know, not being paid was difficult on the Friday, because we was trying to pick them up on the Thursday, which we did. We managed to have a good session. We'll build on that on the Friday. And then we had, you know, that news. But hopefully that will get sorted within the following week. And the boys will be buoyant, and we'll try and go into the next game again with as much confidence and happiness as we can.
You know what the football clubs are like for rumours, especially when you're bottom of the table and players aren't getting paid. The changes that were made, was that because players didn't want to play because they hadn't been paid?
No. You know, players that haven't played today have had, you know, Gavin Massey went in for a scan on his hamstring, and he's had a hamstring problem for a few weeks. And he doesn't want to, you know, go on, push it. You know, if something bad happens to him, he'll be out for even longer. So with that, we're reviewing. I'm not sure what the extent of it is yet. Miles Judd had a bad back on the Thursday. You know, and Miles was out for a while last season with a bad back. He's out for a while. So that's precautionary, and we have to make sure that, you know, we don't go on top of that, because no one's any good to us if they're injured for long periods of time. We've already had a lot of bad injuries this year. But no, I wouldn't like to think that's the case. It can happen, I suppose. But I just want to remain positive, and that's all I want to be talking about, the team, what we're planning to do for the next six games. And if we can come out of that at the end of the season with some sort of pride and passion and bravery and all those things that you need, and determination that you need as a player, staff, the club, then we'll hopefully be trying to head in the right direction.
Have you spoken to the president?
When I spoke to the president on Thursday, everything was about the last six or seven games of the season, doing the best I can do to try and pick up as many points as I can, and for the players, to keep the players as buoyant as possible. And like I say, that's my only concern at the moment, is I want to get on a training ground, make sure I've got every player that I can available to me, give them something to go into on a match day where they're going to enjoy it till the end of the season. That doesn't mean enjoying it and not being bothered, because you could see for yourselves that they put every ounce of energy and everything they had into that today. And it, for me, it's a positive today. I'm very upset. I'm very, you know, emotional at the moment. And I think they are as well. But there's lots of positives there.
This is a question I only ask a late night manager. You were saying that you were talking to the president. We know that other managers have talked about interference in terms of first team matters. Did he have a say in the team today?
Not at all. You know, honestly, hand on my heart. The only thing he said to me as the president is that you've got seven games. Pick who you want. Do whatever you want with the system. Make the right decisions that you feel is right, and try and come out with the points. For me, that's all I need. You know, if I'm hearing that, I can't say anything else. You know, I can't make anything up. That's all I've heard. You know, okay, I wasn't too happy at the fact that I didn't know we weren't going to be paid on the Friday, but I don't know if they knew. I honestly don't know. You know, and my only concern is my team. Obviously, the fans and everything else, everyone's down emotional, and we have to we have to keep going.